Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, it's holiday cheer or bust. We've got some apps to make your little vacations more superb.
Plus the 12 days of gifts from Apple, Facebook goes autoplay, and make your newspaper look like a newspaper on your iPad.
That's a weird idea. All that, plus you better twerk, cover girl. On iPad Today. You're not a cover girl.
Oh.
Just sit there.
iPad Today is brought to you by 99 Designs, the world's largest graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of more than 250,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/iPad today to receive a free power pack upgrade valued at $99. And by Shutterstock.com. With over 28 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 25% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code iPadToday1213. And by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Visit HuluPlus.com/iPad today to start your free 2-week trial.
Nobody knows how to twerk.
I don't know how to twerk. I was just telling Sarah, I don't know how to twerk, so
and
it's
I
a good
like,
thing I don't need to twerk.
It's a difficult. You have to have like a certain kind of spine.
Can I
feel
ask
like
you
in
a question?
Order to make it kind of do the stuff that it does.
As an old man.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are other people of my vintage wondering the same thing.
Yes.
I thought like twerk was like practically pornographic, like dirty. When did it become mainstream?
Well, it can be.
It seems like this is kind of...
It's a suggestive type of a thing. But it can be, like, fun-loving, which I will demonstrate. Not myself in just a few minutes. But I think you'll like it.
You know who does a good twerk?
And it can be a little risque.
Because he did it at the Christmas party. You know what I'm talking about, Brian, don't you? Brian's brother, Greg, is an amazing twerker.
Oh, I don't want to see that. I don't want to talk about that. That makes me uncomfortable.
I have a video. I'll show you later.
Oh, good. Wonderful. I must have missed that part of the party. Wow. Well, hey, yeah. So, iPad Today. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Good to see you.
This
is the show that we do once a week, all about the iPad, nothing but the iPad.
Nothing but it.
Sarah Lane, Leo Laporte, iPad aficionados since 2010.
That's right, and going strong. You look very nice today. What's going on?
You know, Tom has influenced me. You know, Tom Arrett always wears a jacket.
Yes, that's true.
And I just realized it's brilliant because it hides flaws.
And gives you an air of authority.
Makes your shoulders look square.
Yep, yep.
Makes your jaw look square.
Mm.
Hides the rotundity. Now, what you don't want to do is stand up, because if you stand up and your butt in the jacket, it's not good. But
as long as I remain seated, I didn't realize there was a butt jacket issue.
Well, there can be.
Okay.
As long as you're made seated, you can't see my bustle.
If you're wearing pants, doesn't that sort of take care of the butt jacket issue?
Not unless you're wearing, you know, Spanx pants.
Ah, yeah.
I don't think they're...
You don't even know what Spanx are. Very helpful, though.
I've heard the word.
Titan. They help what you already got.
Anyway, I thought I'd try this anyway to give me some dignitas.
It's good. It's good. You've
Nothing
got
could
a
give
lot
me
of dignitas.
Dignitas.
No, I can feel
cap.
It. It's hot.
Yes.
It's very warm.
I know it's warm in
it's
here.
It's warm and dignitas-y. Hey, so I thought we'd talk a little bit about some stuff that can help you this holiday season. I mean, Christmas is only a couple weeks away. So it's sort of like, well, what about all the people that have to travel? Nobody really likes to travel at the end of December. But so many of you, it's just the way that you know, it's how you see your family. You can't tell your mom, I'm not going to come see you. Maybe that requires you getting on a plane or needing to go to Aunt Mildred's house. You don't remember where she lives.
That's why forever
it's been so long.
Journeying is the perfect app for this.
What app?
That one where you're pushing the dinosaur egg. Because you... You can sit on a plane for hours.
I don't even respond to that joke anymore. It's like you're not even here. But no, what is new, actually, in Google Maps itself, have you heard about this? This has been available on Google Maps for the desktop for some time. But if you allow Google Maps for iOS if you sign in, which means you're basically giving it access to your Gmail, it can pull things like your flight reservation, your hotel reservation.
It's like Google Now.
Restaurant reservations, but inside Google Maps.
But it's
Maps
in Maps.
Itself.
That's so cool. Why not? Right?
Yeah. So if you've made a reservation somewhere, you know, in the city where Aunt Mildred lives, maybe she's moved, you know, she moved to Arizona because the cold was really starting to get to her. You've never
That's
been there
brilliant.
Before.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, so now you can see the stuff on your maps as you pull it up. Again, you have to be signed in, but so that it makes you, you know, it's an opt-in type of a thing. Some people have they get creepy crawly feelings from feeling that Google is scanning your email to figure out what you're doing, but I don't really have a problem with it. I use TripIt for that reason. It works great.
TripIt does the same thing. You can set up TripIt to see your Gmail or your email, and it will automatically add your flight. Yeah. It builds your itinerary, sees flights, hotels, everything, and builds an itinerary for you. I love that feature.
Yeah.
And that's what Google Now does in the cards. You know, if you have Google Now and you're enabled in your Google search, you'll have all of this stuff. And for instance, I see now that I have a restaurant reservation for tonight. So in theory, that's going to show up not only on Google Now, but it's going to show up on my maps?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. How do I turn that on? That's awesome.
It's just, you just sign in to Google Maps.
Oh, I'm gonna do that right
now. I mean,
now.
Make sure you have the updated version, of course. By the way, it sounds like not all countries, it's a slow rollout. The U.S. is a go. New Zealand, Australia, I believe, at least earlier today, of course, when we're recording this on December 12th, some people in the U.K. were saying, well, you don't see any of that stuff, and it should be showing
up. So this
up,
is,
so.
It says, make it your map, and then you say, okay.
Right.
And now it's your map, not just a map.
Right.
Wow.
It's map with context.
Now, where is this going to show up? Is it in here?
Are you signed in?
Yeah, I'm me.
Now, your restaurant reservation,
Maybe it didn't give me a...
Since it should be...
So do I go look at the restaurant, or...
Well, no, it actually should show up as...
Like here?
Yeah. Well, maybe search... Ooh.
And that's work, because I just tapped it. I'm at work right now.
Yeah.
See, here's more about work. I just think this is great. And of course, what's interesting is Apple's maps are still more used by people on the iPad than the Google Maps. So it's a battle. Maybe I have to go into settings and turn it on,
it's
huh?
Possible.
Maps history. Or maybe I don't have the update
again,
yet.
It's a staggered roll. Yeah, this is today's news.
Right,
So that's new, though, and that's...
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's, you know, everything with maps... In 5 years, everything's going to be all contextual. We're all going to have maps that my map is going to look different than your map because I go to different places, I like different kinds of food, I use different highways. All of that stuff is going to factor into the kind of map that you are given based on your history and what the company thinks you want to do. And Google obviously has been really, really good at that. So I'm kind of excited about that.
So I did do the update. I'm looking and I see I was updated yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And it did say sign in.
Yeah.
What is this Santa's Village thing?
I don't know.
At the bottom, there's a Santa's Village.
That's weird.
On my Google Maps. You don't have that?
No.
Santa's in my Google Maps.
Google Santa Tracker?
Ho, ho, ho. 11 days, 12 hours, 5 minutes, and 3 seconds till Christmas!
Is that really what we need in our Google Maps?
You have to look in the settings.
I'm pretty grinchy, so it better be good.
Last year, I got Santa send me a message.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think that he sent all the good boys and girls messages, or were you just really special?
I'm pretty special.
Oh, cool.
I'm a little bit special. See, this confuses me on buttons like this. Do you ever have this? Does that mean the sound is on, or if I hit it, the sound will be on?
Why can't we hear anything?
Well, because I haven't plugged it in.
Oh, good work.
Do you want me to do that?
I would like you very much to do that. While you are doing that...
Is that part of my show prep?
We all know
there's
Leo
a hole here
prep.
Somewhere.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, let's hear it. What's going on with your Santa tracker?
I just turned it off.
You just muted yourself.
So answer me this.
What is wrong with you?
What do you think will happen when I tap this? Does this mean turn it on or turn it off?
It means it's on. See? I don't know what's going on.
Maybe nothing's happening.
I'm not sure. It looks like it's loading.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you know what this is? It's an advent calendar. See?
Uh-huh.
Today's the 12th, so I got my little present early. That's what that is.
Got it.
And then I can go back and, like, tomorrow, well, that's locked. That's kind of fun.
Is it? Are you enjoying that?
You're just a little Grinch, aren't you?
I'm very Grinchy.
This is a good one. This is a game. It's hard to play. Okay, so you tilt your... Oh, man. Oh! Oh!
I mean, this is kind of... It's just weird.
What? There's a game in my maps. Well, I think that's the story, isn't it? That Google's doing a lot of new things in their maps.
I suppose so. You know who also, because it was such a hit last week, at least with me?
Yeah.
I mentioned twerking, and I know that you're waiting.
Oh, they probably have an app for that.
Eagerly to find out why I would even talk about twerking. Isn't twerking so over? But no, in fact.
I whistle while I twerk.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Well, you could do that.
Oh, no. 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 You showed this last...
But it was a different dance. Now, me and some of my friends, including...
Who's that one in the middle? That's scary.
That was Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, that's your makeup.
So that's my friend Heather, my friend Kathy. There's a dead lady, my dog friend, Sayla, and then that's me.
I know those people pretty well.
And we're all gonna...
You're gonna all twerk?
Yeah, we thought we would.
Santa's twerk shop.
That's right.
Oh, Heather, stop it. Oh, Sarah. Oh, my goodness. See, this is what I understand. When did this become mainstream?
The dog. The dog
has a... Oh. This is not for the children. It looks like you've got acorns in your pants. Ah! That was terrifying.
See, look, you think, Santa's mad, right?
Yeah, but maybe he wants to shake his groove thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the most horrendous things I've ever done, but...
I just don't understand it.
But the execution is awesome, right? Look, they're twerking and they're making gifts for the little ones.
I'm never going to open another present again.
This is so fun. Yeah. Merry Christmas, see? I'm so in the holiday spirit now.
That really puts the Christmas back in Christmas, I'll
Isn't
tell you
fun?
That right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I thought so.
And we thought it was just about, you
Sent
know,
it to
commercialism.
Facebook. Sent it to everybody. Santa's Twerk Shop, that's from our friends at Jib Jab.
You know what it is? They just couldn't resist.
Seconds.
They could not resist.
Couldn't resist, and neither could I.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's 99 cents.
More with twerking.
I don't remember buying that. I thought it was free. Sorry. It is 99 cents. And yes, Bartman in chat says, is twerking the holiday spirit? And I think the answer is yes. Those friends of mine all were having a great time.
Did they even know they were having a great time, or was that imposed upon them?
That was done without
you.
They were just on the show in compromising positions without their.
Can you make that video with the kids from The Sound of Music with Carrie Underwood? Just And maybe have Vampire Bill lead it.
Are you talking about that Sound of Music Live nonsense?
Last week.
I didn't watch that. I'm sorry, Carrie Underwood. I think you're lovely.
She's a good
and
singer.
You've got a great voice.
Can't act.
But you're no Maria Von Trapp.
Maria does not sound like this.
I don't. I
the
just,
hills are alive with the sound of
no,
music.
But it's not Carrie Underwood's fault. Nobody should redo that movie.
No.
Stop it.
They didn't redo the movie, just in their defense. They redid the play, the musical that was. The movie was based upon.
Well, okay.
It's very different.
The same story.
Well, no, because you're in a theater. You can't go out in the hills of Austria and go, the hills are alive. So they didn't. She was in a forest.
That's
She
dumb.
Was in the woods.
Oh, cut it out. Just leave the masterpiece as is, dumb people.
I love
at
the
NBC.
Live part. As you know, I'm a fan of live.
Yeah.
But I realized the one thing, you didn't see it, so you don't know, but the one thing they really blew it on, they needed a live audience. At least a chat room.
Sure. Yeah. You know what is live is you can go to the Castro Theater in San Francisco and sing along to The Sound of Music.
That's fun.
That's really fun.
That's fun. We've
That's fun
this
live
has
participation.
Been popular in San Francisco for years and probably all over the country for years. The Sing It Yourself Messiah, the Sing It Yourself Rocky Horror Picture Show, the Sing It Yourself Sound of Music. I love that.
Yeah. They probably do a Grease too, but I wouldn't
participate I'm sure they
in
do.
That.
You're the one that I want.
So Instagram messaging, direct messaging is
They announced
here.
That at 7 this morning.
Yes. It was 10 a.m. New York time at an event.
But
it's
I'm
funny
not in New York.
It's funny because I asked a friend of mine who works at Instagram, you guys gonna live stream it? He said yes. And I
they
said,
did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What time? And he said 7 a.m. And I was like,
I'm not getting up for
that's
that.
That's a little tough.
But what did they announce? They announced messaging. Did you get it already?
Ooh, that's my friend Trish and her
baby.
Oh,
it's a phone app, so of course it's going to look a little funny on the...
Yeah,
oh, look, there's an inbox up there.
Yeah.
So that's the messaging.
Yeah, so I sent a message to Veronica Belmont, our friend, and her husband, because I had taken a photo of their new guide dog.
Oh, that's who the dog was in the twerk?
No, that's a different dog.
Oh, good. I think they'd be horrified if they knew.
A lot of my best friends are my friends' dogs.
Yeah, Veronica and Ryan do a really cool thing, which is they take guide dogs and do the original puppy training for them.
Exactly.
It's really neat.
Yeah. So I sent them a little photo, and I thought, you know, this is something that I could publicly share, certainly. But it's kind of nice just to send it to them.
Yep.
Because it's sort of their picture, almost more than mine. Tom sent me a photo of Sawyer this morning. He sent it to me and a bunch of other people. You can see.
Oh, so you have group messaging as well.
Yeah, it's anywhere. You can send a photo to anywhere between 1 and 15 people.
And now, they don't even have to be Instagram contacts on there, right? Because if it's an Instagram contact, it'll show up right away in the inbox. But if it's not a contract, if it's just somebody you know. And you can send videos too, huh?
Yeah. So if I thought that this was a great photo, and I say, okay.
You can still send it if you don't know them, but I think it gets held until
the person agrees. Here is...
Followers.
By default, it's, hey, I'm just posting this.
Yeah.
Or I can say, you know, I think Leo might really get a kick out of this photo. And then I say, all right, your chief...
Oh, you know my Instagram handle.
Of course I do.
Oh, shoot.
Don't be silly.
You're the one who introduced me to Instagram.
Well.
So that's going to be sent to me as a friend.
Well, you basically...
I thought you could also send to anybody, can't you? Or do they have to approve it? I think they have to approve it.
Oh, to send direct messages? You can't just send, because then people would spam each other.
Right. But there seems to be a mechanism for that. I just read the press release, so I'm not sure how you do it. In fact, I don't even think I have Instagram on here.
What?
Well, it's an iPhone app.
No, but it works fine. Look, it's fine.
That one should not...
Kissing doesn't always lead to babies. I like it.
But sometimes it does, apparently.
Well, sometimes, but not always. So, yeah, so that's the cool thing about Instagram, and I thought... If you were asking, well, wait a second, how does that play into the holidays? Let's say you can't be with some of the people that you love very much.
You can send them photos
via Instagram if they're familiar with that. Maybe they don't use Facebook, or maybe they don't. Maybe that's just Instagram is something that they understand.
Yeah, maybe
but
they
it's
don't
not
use
something that you want to put on
WhatsApp
your public profile.
Or Facebook or Twitter or, I mean, that's the problem I have with this is Instagram is trying to go into a business that is jam-packed with messaging options.
But why not offer somebody a reason? I think we were talking about this on TNT, and there's, you know, obviously lots of sort of like, there are just a lot of similar services that so many of these companies are rolling out. Instagram has an issue with all the kids locking down their accounts, right? Because they don't want people to see what they're sharing.
I see.
This gives you a reason to say, oh, no, I guess I can have a public account. Let's open it up. Let's make this less of sort of this closed off thing. And then the stuff that I don't want my parents to see, I'll just send to my friends privately in the back channel.
I guess.
I think it's pretty smart, actually. It's clearly well done.
I think there's a risk. Here's the risk. It makes it more complex. It was the same thing, same reason adding video is a risk. And a lot of Instagram users refuse to use the video.
Right.
The more features you add to something,
Twitter has seen this, it dilutes
what the original idea was. Instagram was so great at one thing. And in my opinion, I would just say, we're going to keep doing that thing. The problem is, there's constant pressure to grow and change and improve from shareholders, from Mark Zuckerberg probably on down. So they have to do that. But I don't know if I agree. I think this is something they probably wouldn't have done if they weren't owned by Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if Instagram just never changed? But then,
maybe people would get bored with them then.
Well, yeah. You kind of have to keep iterating.
Right.
And there's going to come a day where you think, I'm already in Instagram. I want to, like, send this photo to a bunch of people. Oh, cool. I can do that. I don't even ever have to leave the app. So that's something that obviously is important to the company as well. They want to give you a reason not to say, well, I can't do that with Instagram because it's only about sharing a photo here and there and then people commenting.
Look, I got a message from Sarah Lane.
Did you like it?
No, I don't know why you sent me that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
So can I comment, but the comment is only seen...
By me.
By you.
Yeah.
So now it becomes...
It's our private conversation.
It's a photo-based messaging conversation.
Correct.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, at least for now, is that it has to start with a photo. So I can't just be like, yo, Leo, what up? in Instagram.
Interesting. And nor can I...
The photo drives the conversation.
Access to camera and photos. Okay.
Yeah.
And access.
Yeah.
There we go. Now, can I also send a video? It looks like I can.
Yes, you can. Photos and videos.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, my friend?
It's really good.
That's my little rap I just wrote.
It's good, yeah.
Should I put a filter on that?
I don't think it matters.
Oh, dog patch.
Yeah, sure.
Yo, 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 what's
next.
Okay, next. Cover. Choose a cover frame.
I mean, you act like you've, like, never done this before.
Okay, well, maybe I haven't.
Well,
did you ever think of that?
I guess I hadn't.
Okay, and then I can send it to everybody I know.
Yeah.
Really annoy them. Up to how many? 15?
15, yeah.
All right, now I've sent you a video.
Wonderful. So then I go in to Instagram.
Do you see that one pending request?
I did.
That is what happens if somebody messages you that you're not following. I'm not following F and Dunn. So he has requested to be able to send me a message. This person wants to send you photos and videos. Tap the green check to let you. So that's how you avoid spam.
Right.
Yeah. However, meanwhile, you can still spam this request box, obviously.
Yeah, you might be able to turn off direct requests from people who you're not following.
Now, I'm curious, if I
because
do
that's
this...
that's a Facebook thing.
And F and done, of course, I want to follow you. But if I do this, does that mean I'm also following you on Instagram now? Or is it only...
No, it means he has...
He can message me.
He can message you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, over on my Instagram account, Monty McCall is looking... like she's had a few too many pieces of turkey. But up in my direct message box, I see I've got a little notification. I've got one.
Ah,
so I open it up.
Did somebody send you something?
Chief Twit did. He sent
me a
video.
I wonder what he sent you. He's usually very generous with his...
Oh, cool. This is really cool. Hello?
I guess somebody did.
Yo, 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 what's up, my friend?
You see how that's confusing? The pause sign... Oh, you can even like it. You can even heart it.
I can like it or I can comment.
Okay. Huh.
And then that's... And the thing is like, once that happens, you can see that I've seen the photo or video.
Right.
Because
I noticed
that. Because my avatar is somewhat grayed out until I actually engage with it. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. It's not... This is, certainly doesn't make Instagram better, necessarily, but I think it's kind of fun.
Look what Jason
works
sent
well.
Me. Santa's reindeer's at work.
You refuse to put your iPad into portrait mode for this, so
I refuse to
engage with you.
I can't.
See, that's not a good iPad stand.
See,
for
we
the
have
show.
The technology.
Oh, there you go. Because you're not very flexible.
Well, but on the other hand, I can tap this thing. And it doesn't fall over.
Tap, tap, tap.
Can you
tap,
do that with yours?
Tap,
I don't
tap,
think
tap.
So.
No, I certainly cannot. So for the links to some of the stuff that we mentioned, hopefully we'll get you there in one piece. You can enjoy making a twerk video with your
really? This
family.
Was, this was to help you over the holidays? That's what that was?
And then finally, you can send photos to those who couldn't be with you but would love to see what the holiday duck and ham look like on your holiday table. What people eat? Duck and ham?
Duck and ham and crab.
Crab in on this Christmas?
In this area, yeah, because our Dungeness crab comes into season in December.
Okay.
And it's delicious, isn't it?
I don't have a problem with crab. I've never heard of that for Christmas, but what do I know about Christmas?
It's wonderful. Maybe perhaps you. I thought you might show something
duck?
like duck.
People eat ducks, right? For Christmas?
Here, this is Liberty Farms. Duck is the best duck in all of the world.
Yeah.
All of the world. When you get duck in Chinatown, come from Petaluma.
Oh, interesting. Okay, sure.
You know what I would recommend?
Whoa.
And I don't know if you have an account for Hipmunk. Have you ever used Hipmunk?
You know that I have. I love Hipmunk.
All right. Well, did you know they have a fabulous iPad app?
Yes.
We've
talked about it.
If you're planning holiday traffic, I'm just going to log in with my Facebook. We'll make that a little bit easier. That way everybody will know where I'm going. Oh, crud. Nobody knows my Facebook. But Hipmunk is a great way to find... let me just log in because I've already got an account on Hipmunk. Deals on travel. And you showed me Hipmunk. That's how I know you know about Hipmunk. Because you were the one who said, you know what? The way they sort it is really innovative.
Yeah.
They sort it by agony.
Yeah. So it's sort of a combination of how many stopovers might you have, how long is the flight, what time of day is it leaving. So you can search by time of day or, you know, the cheapest flight or, you know, by airline. But if you choose by agony, it kind of is like here's
a combination,
an order of agony.
Yeah.
The fight that you probably want
yeah.
before the others, and that is actually usually exactly what I want.
Now, this is an interesting question.
Yeah.
Does it matter? You certainly can use Hipmunk on the web in Safari. You don't need to use a special app.
Correct.
And the app is pretty much, it's not a completely, it's nicer, but it's the same information as you'd get on the
web. Oh, yeah, you're not going to find a flight that you wouldn't find on the web.
Would you download Hipmunk, or would you just use it on the web?
Oh, well, see, I like a native app that works nicely. So with Hipmunk, it depends. I would certainly use the web version on my MacBook Air. But no, I wouldn't go to Safari and open up Hipmunk on my iPad when I've got the app.
Right.
I mean, that's what the app is designed for.
Right. I think so. And yeah. I like the app a lot. See, there it is listed by agony. Agony could be a lot of different things. It could be it's a long flight. It could be lots of stops. Kayak also has an app. I think these are really handy for finding flights home over the... You know what, though? They should add an agony points for if it's a visit to the in-laws. That should be a higher agony.
Well, see, Hipmunk just wants to get you there.
They don't
it
make a judgment.
Can't solve your
no
family
judgments.
Crises.
Yeah, okay.
No, no.
I understand
it just
that.
Your own dysfunction is that's what you have to do with your duck all on your own.
Have you finished all your holiday shopping?
I never started.
You know what I'm doing
right
now?
What would
I shop for? I'm thinking of things. Now that you've got my brain going.
Yeah.
You know about the Amazon price checker? That is an awesome thing. So the next time you're in the store, you can go, and I guess it's iPhone only, but yeah, Price Check it's called. You can go and take a picture of... See, I think if you did it with your iPad, a shopkeeper wouldn't get upset because he would think they can't possibly be taking a picture of this product. But what Amazon wants you to do is scan the barcode or take a picture or say it while you're in a store, and Amazon will tell you where you can get it cheaper. Look at that. That is the greatest stand. You can just rotate it right around like that.
That's awesome.
So let's say, what would you like for the holidays?
What would I like?
Belgian chocolate.
Okay. Yeah, I like Belgian chocolate.
Yeah. There you
cool.
go.
Neat. All right.
Now, the disadvantage of this is, of course, it's all Amazon links. Now, to me, that's okay because I like Amazon Prime. But there's also Next Tag and Price Grabber will do the same thing, exact same thing, but then find nearby stores that have better deals. Now, I think this is immoral.
Why?
Well,
immoral?
It's immoral because you went into a store, you wasted the shopkeeper's time, perhaps you even had them help you look at different products, then you took a picture of it and said, where can I get it at a better price? It's
yeah.
called showrooming.
Well, okay.
That's not immoral. You know what?
Immoral is a little much.
The CEO of Best Buy...
It's the reason that mom and pop stores go away.
Maybe. CEO of Best Buy said, hey, if you come in and we help you and then we lose the sale to you, that's not your fault. That's our fault.
Yeah.
We
has
need
to be competitively
priced. We have competitive pricing, but also maybe we are a little bit more expensive, but we also can help you. We're there for returns and you have the product right away. If we can't make that case, then we should lose the sale. So, in fact, their sales have gone up quite a bit at Best Buy from this year to last year to this year.
Oh, yeah?
Because they really made a focus on, let's keep that customer in the store. Let's not just go, here's the product, here's how it works, and then the customer says, great, thanks, I'm going to Amazon.
Yeah. I feel like once you've got me in the Best Buy and I'm in the market for a TV
exactly.
or something, I'm walking out with one.
Exactly.
I don't want to go think about it later.
Exactly.
But that's, I throw money at my problems, which is a whole other problem.
That's
in
a problem of its very own.
Yeah, that's where why I'm in the predicament that I'm in. But yeah, that's just, you know, just
so,
a little bit about my.
So you probably could benefit from the discipline of using a price checking
yes,
application.
Absolutely.
When you go
save
in,
$50 here
at there. Least find out if it's close. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. This is Next Tag. This and Price Grabber are very similar. I'll show you this Next Tag. And so you can do it by category, but you can also shop. They also, and I love this, they have the radar, which you can add your favorite products to, and then they'll tell you when the price goes down.
All of these apps that you're showing me
are sideways.
Are all portrait only.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's me. Did you ever think of that?
It seems.
Is this on? Okay, that's on. Now I turn it off.
Yeah, no, it's you're just showing.
But this isn't. Nextech is an iPad app, so shouldn't it rotate?
Not all iPad apps are built for portrait and landscape mode. That's just the way it is.
This is another thing I hate. I just got this app. Don't ask me what I think of it. Give me some time.
Well, you know what I love too is like they try to trick you. Because a lot of those pop-up notifications have no at the bottom.
Right.
If you would have just been like, let me just click the bottom one, it says maybe later.
Turducken with cornbread stuffing, $59.99. But there's other places. You know, this is the various places you can get the price, the details. You don't like a turducken? How about a superior bag of raw walnuts.
You know what we should do, actually? We should remind the folks that like our show and like watching us live particularly.
We don't pull down a little pop down that says, do you like us? Rate us.
No. No. In fact, I don't think I've ever asked anybody to rate us in the podcast.
But you could tell
store.
Your friend.
Yeah. I mean, if you think we're worth it,
I wouldn't mind.
Then. You know, I don't know, pass along. But no, the big news is that in just a few weeks, Leo and I are moving our recording time to Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern.
That's I won't even be up by then.
I know, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to get Leo bright and early at 11 a.m. when he just wakes up. This is going to be great. And I'm going to spike his coffee. It's going to be fine. He won't know. But yeah, that starts the first week of January. So please do mark your calendars if you do like watching us live. Of course, if you subscribe to the show and watch us on demand or listen to us on your commute or however you like to consume the show, it doesn't change the show. You get your weekly show.
No matter
what.
I just
want to make sure that if you want to join us live, you can.
If you download it, it'll still get in your box.
If you download it, we will come.
Yes.
That's right. And of course, all of our links are in each episode's show notes. Our subscription links are all at twit.tv/IPT. Never miss a show again. 176 last week was. We had a couple angry people write us, but for the most part, we tend to sometimes anger people. That's just what you and I do. But for the most part, overwhelmingly, people thought it was a really good show. So hey, I guess we're doing something right.
Those of you who want a landscape mode price checking app, Price Grabber is landscape mode.
Okay.
Just so you feel better about that.
Well, all right.
And actually, it might be a little better because you can use the barcode scanner and all of that, too. Ladies and gentlemen, our show today brought to you by another great place where you can shop and get the best price. And probably you're not even looking for the best price, the best designs. 99designs.com. 99designs is the world's largest graphic design marketplace with over 250,000, actually 267,746 designers ready to create designs for you. You get to put up what they call a contest. Say, here's what I need. Here's the price I'm willing to pay. Designers give you ideas. You work with them, refine the idea, pick the one you want. Pay the fixed price and you're golden. You're good. These are, by the way, these are app designs that are just stunning. Really gorgeous. Many of them you've probably seen in the App Store. See, you could be a great programmer. You could be a great chef. You could have great ideas. I've hired, I'll be honest, designers for my PowerPoint or keynote slides because I'm just not a designer. I have ideas. I can talk, but I'm not a designer. That's why we go to 99designs. 250,000 great graphic designers ready to help you make your stuff look amazing. Just look at these apps designed at 99designs.com. If you are interested, here's what I suggest you do. Go to 99designs.com/iPad today. You're going to get a $99 power pack of services for free. And that means you're going to get more designs, more attention. They'll bold, highlight, and feature your design in the 99designs marketplace. Usually that means about twice as many designs. If you've got an app idea, app design starts at as low as $4.99. Amazing. T-shirts, logos. You can get it all done at 99designs.com. And don't forget to go to 99designs.com/iPad today. Ladies and gentlemen.
What is that? What is that voice?
Boys and girls.
You don't even know what's coming next.
Children of all ages, direct your eyes to the center square, where Sarah Lane is about to delight and amaze you.
Am I the Whoopi Goldberg of this tic-tac-toe game?
Yes. No.
Hollywood Squares.
On the Paul Land. I could do it.
See, that's, I know that there was somebody before her, but
it was Paul Lynde.
Right. Well, actually, between him and Whoopi Goldberg, it was Joan Rivers. So there was that as well. I
apparently,
used to love Hollywood Squares.
You've just learned something. Both of us have watched far too much daytime television.
A lot of Hollywood Squares. Terrible show. Somehow, it's very watchable. Amazon Cloud Drive Photos is now a native iPad app and will let you upload videos as well. That's pretty fun news.
What? What is it? I never even heard of it.
This is Amazon.
I know what Amazon is.
You know what Amazon is.
I know
is.
What a cloud is. I know what a drive is.
You know how.
And I know what photos
you
are.
You know how.
But when you put those together, Amazon Cloud Drive Photos, what the hell are you talking about?
If you would shut your trap for 2 seconds, I might tell you. Cloud Drive, open it up. When you sign in, you know, you sign in with your Amazon account, and it says, would you like to automatically upload...
What is this, your Moody Sarah pictures?
These are just things that are on my iPad. Calm down, all right? They're just a variety of things. This is, I don't
you
know
look
why...
so sad.
This is, it was my, I, you know, I don't know, I was trying to be artsy. It was just, okay, so... Fine.
That's kind of neat. You took that with your iPhone?
I did. It was in a mirror. But
that's a great picture.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. You obviously don't look at my Instagram account. It got a lot of likes a few weeks ago.
I like it.
So, and then I took a picture of like one of the worst captchas I've ever read. Baked in a pie? Such a bad captcha.
4 and 20 blackbirds baked
right.
in a pie.
Yeah, no, I know it. Anyway, Amazon Cloud Drive Photos is basically just like Google Plus or Dropbox. Or some
SkyDrive.
Some other service where you say, hey, anytime I'm connected to Wi-Fi, automatically back up my photos
Facebook.
And videos to the cloud.
Seems like a crowded category.
It is a crowded category, and Amazon's in it now, too.
Now, does Amazon now, charge you for the storage? Because that's normally how...
Not up until
you have a
certain point.
Amount,
you have a certain amount, yeah. And this is actually, this service isn't new, but there wasn't an iPad app, and now there is.
Got it.
This is brand new, but with my limited, I clicked around, everything in my photo
use?
Stream, it's
do you
all
use
there.
Photo stream?
Picture of Prager
iCloud?
With a knife. I thought that was kind of fun.
Wow.
I use photo stream with iCloud.
Does he do brisses now? Is that what that is?
I'm not even going to answer you. Okay. I'm just going to laugh and move on. Yeah, cute picture of Lucy.
But your preferred service, iCloud.
Yeah, but I also automatically back up to Dropbox and Google Plus and Amazon because why the heck not?
It's free.
I don't care. It
you can't possibly
me.
Lose a photo.
No, you guys see all my photos anyway. What am I?
There might be a bandwidth issue because you're uploading each photo 18 times.
Ah, screw them. You only live once, right? YOLO. So that's a completely
I like
free
it that
service.
We have a choice. I think that's
yeah.
great.
And I actually think that this is, this is just my photo stream. I think it looks really nice. It's like a fun way to browse.
Yeah.
Look, I took a picture of liquor.
They do a nice job of presenting it.
Yeah.
I still prefer Google Plus for that, but
if for whatever reason you're an Amazon person, they kind of want to be a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Amazon's got all sorts of standalone apps. Price Chuck is yet another.
That's another one, yeah.
This one's interesting. So you mentioned HipMunk earlier, and you said, well, why wouldn't you just go to HipMunk in Safari, mobile Safari?
Right.
When you've got an app, why do you make that choice? This next app is actually a web app. It's not an app at all, but it's from the New York Times called Today's Paper. Have you heard of this, Leo?
I have not, Sarah.
This is interesting because...
Wait a minute, it looks just like the New York Times.
Yeah, so this is Safari on my iPad, right?
Yeah.
I have decided that I would like to read today's paper as it appears as the printed paper.
Oh, interesting.
If you have a New York Times subscription and you've got the iPad app, you know that it mimics the web version of the New York Times, which is more, it's updated with news as it's breaking. It's a fluid, dynamic thing. The paper is a printed thing that happens once a day. This is the paper.
It doesn't look like the paper.
Well, it is.
Well, if you tap that, you see the actual layout of the paper.
Yeah, like if you want to go...
Oh, that is really the paper.
It's exactly the paper.
Now that's the paper.
Yeah, so let's say I said, okay, I'm a subscriber. I want to look at the paper yesterday. I want to see what that looks like. You go ahead and download it. It's reminding me that increased database size.
Yeah, you need more
it's
space.
It's reminding me that
it's
I can
big.
Save this to my home screen, which I already have. And now, that's the little front page as the paper looks. But now I'm reading all my stuff. I'm reading the paper as it appears in the printed edition, which is kind of fun in a weird way. Yes, it's a little limiting. Yeah, it seems like, ooh, that's a dead tree version. It's not going to be updated.
Right.
But there is something to going down to the cafe with my Sunday Times and reading it like a newspaper.
Right.
And knowing that this version is as close as I'm ever going to get without having to store all that paper. Because I don't actually want to get a paper newspaper delivered to my door anymore.
So this is the same.
Go to today's.
Go to today's, because I'm just curious, because this is the newsstand version on my iPad.
Okay.
And this is, I think, how most of us.
By the way, it doesn't replace the newsstand. If you're getting the iOS app, New York Times.
Right.
This is in addition to that.
Right. No, I understand.
You still have to be a subscriber, though.
And it's true that, and I think this is true, that there's online only content in the New York Times, and mm-hmm. there's paper only content.
Mm-hmm.
So the content may even differ. Certainly, the layout differs.
Yes.
In fact, here I am.
What's your question?
So, well, you're looking at today's, because look, this is the when I go to the newsstand version uh-huh. last uh-huh. update, I see pictures of protesters in Kiev. I don't see that on yours. As the big picture there. Mexico's pride, its oil may reopen to big nationals. Is that on yours?
Nope.
House set to vote on budget with the right still in dissent. Is that on yours?
My big top story was people waiting in line for Nelson Mandela's funeral.
Wow, because I don't even see that. So there is a significant difference between what you're getting on the print edition.
Yes.
Which is, you know, admittedly slower because that was printed early this morning.
Yeah. Before a lot of things happen right. that you're looking at now.
But what it does is it corresponds to the print edition. So if somebody
course.
Says, hey, on page 6 of the travel section, uh-huh. there's an article about Petaluma, you at least can go there.
Right. The yeah. thing about the New York Times iPad app, which is a wonderful app, is that it's just a great app. It's meant for the iPad. It's
right.
not a newspaper. This is mimicking old school newspaper. If for whatever reason you're like, I subscribe, that's what I want. That's what you can have. It's
right.
called today's paper. And you just go to app.nytimes.com
right.
and sign in, and then you're off and running. And yes, this works on Safari or mobile Safari. It doesn't have to be read on your iPad, but you can certainly do it, and that's a good case for Safari.
And if you're a subscriber to the New York Times, you can get any or all of the above.
Correct. Right. Yes, all of it. All of it's good. You know what? This actually isn't live yet because it doesn't actually go live until December 26th, though.
But
is Apple's App Store the 12 days of gifts?
Yes.
You know about this?
I was a little disappointed because I downloaded it and it said you got 14 days to go.
Yeah, I actually thought it would be more like, you know, you mentioned Advent calendar. I thought it would be like the lead up until Christmas.
It's the day after Christmas.
It's the 26th through the. Yeah. Well, however many days after the 26th, 12 is...
The 38th.
So...
Yeah, the 26th to the 38th.
To the 38th of December,
38th,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy. It's simple math.
So 14 days until your first gift arrives. But what's cool about this is it will go
what
live...
What is cool about this? Because I don't see anything cool about this at all.
Well, that's ridiculous. You don't want free things? You don't want a free app or a free album? Or a free game or a movie?
Yeah.
Type of thing. You know, Apple has relationships with a variety of companies, so we're going to get little freebies. There's absolutely no reason not to have this app. What's cool is that it goes
live. I can see they put a lot of money into this.
On the first day.
It just sits there.
Well, because it hasn't started yet, dummy.
At least my Google Maps has something going on.
So that then when it gets going, you've already got it.
Yeah.
It'll send you notifications, too, if you want. So once a day, you know, you'll be prompted, hey, you got this free thing. You know, some people in...
Well, install it now. I mean, sometime before the 26th. Let's
yes,
put it that way.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm wondering what we're going to get,
though. The naysayers say, well, this is all just going to be crappy stuff that you don't want. But you could say the same thing about the daily song on iTunes, and
right.
that's not always crappy.
No. And in fact, it can be
really fun for discovery.
Apple will be at great pains to make sure it's something that, you know, a popular game or...
Of course.
Popular song.
Yeah, you'll get the new Angry Birds for free or something.
The new Britney Spears. Would be
or the new Britney Spears.
Fabulous.
Yeah. See, I pay my monthly subscription fee. I didn't buy it, but I have streamed it on RDO. It's really not very good. Couple standouts. That's about it.
You did see that Spotify is offering free tablet for iPad streaming.
Yes.
In a weird way. It's more like a radio station than actually saying, I want to hear this album.
Right. Yeah.
That's good.
And it's ad supported. But you have options. You have options. You didn't used to be able to use mobile
right.
Streaming
to pay
services at
10
all.
$10 a month.
Not if you were on the go, and that's
mm-hmm.
the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that's neither here nor there. We digress. Here's something that is a new, you call it a feature, but it's really more of an annoyance. Facebook for iPad will now autoplay videos in your newsfeed.
I thought this was interesting because Facebook still hasn't turned on animated GIFs in your newsfeed.
No?
But they have videos, and then I realized why they did it.
Why?
Ads.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was obvious to everybody.
They want to be able to put advertisements, like videos, like television advertisements, in my newsfeed.
I'm trying.
One more reason never to use Facebook.
I'm trying to organically
get a video to start.
Yeah, get a video to start.
So this is autoplay like Instagram. Well, see, no, that's not autoplay.
Yeah, what's the deal, man?
Maybe it will be.
Supposed to autoplay, but I looked at the developer notes, and I've got the latest edition of the app running. Well, should we just look at Butterfly Olive anyway? Oh, hi, buddy. Butterfly Olive lost one of her eyes. One of the many celebrity
accounts. Sounds like it's bath time for Butterfly Olive. They're running the bath.
Butterfly Olive.
I want to see. Oh my God, what's on her hand?
She has tattoos. Calm down.
Is that Marilyn Monroe?
Okay. You know what?
It's good Butterfly Olive can't see.
Well, Butterfly Olive can see. She has a good eye. Oh, look.
What is that, lobster?
That's Maru.
Oh, that's a dog, a cat.
Gosh,
wait a minute. Is your Facebook feed full of nothing but cats?
Mostly. That's the only reason I get any joy these days. It's by looking at pictures of other people's cats. Like Sir Stuffington and his friends.
Do you follow all the cats with their own Facebook
pages? I follow
all
the celebrity cats, for
celebrity
sure.
Cats. How many celebrity...
Why aren't these videos auto-playing?
Well, maybe they haven't rolled it out yet.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible that this is just this
was
something
this
switch hasn't been turned on for me.
The news came out a couple of days ago. Yeah, Tuesday.
Well, fine. I don't want them to autoplay anyway.
I don't either. I think
hate
it's
how
just...
they do that on Instagram. I know that they do autoplay with the sound off, which is fine, but I hate that autoplay.
Is the sound off? Because it bites me every time. I'm looking through Instagram in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden...
Maybe it's in your settings, because mine is off by default. And that might have been something that I said, I've got to have this if I must.
Turn off sound.
Turn off sound on Instagram.
Thank you.
You know what would be cool, though, speaking of videos?
What?
Is if you had some sort of a place that you could go to get really high-quality videos to, I don't know, like add into a project where, you know, you needed like video of like, I don't know, like, let's just, like, say it's snowing in here. It's like, we don't actually want it to snow because we have all this equipment and it would ruin everything.
Yeah.
So how could you do something like that? If only there was a way that you could just sort of...
Are you getting a little chilly right now? It feels like it's... Winter has come to iPad today.
No, I'm fine. But I'm cold-blooded, so I was fine.
Cold.
Reptilian.
We are getting this snow, my friends, from Shutterstock.com. Yes, royalty-free snow can be yours... If you go, that's really cool. So that's alpha channeled. That if you're a video person, you kind of know what that means. It's transparent behind the snow, so you can superimpose on top of your videos. Isn't that cool? That's so Shutterstock has over 30 million royalty-free images, another 1.5 million royalty-free videos shot by professional videographers, photographers, artists. I like the reload thing right on my nose there. That was good. This is amazing. This was really very effective. Can you put the horse in front of me? Oh, look at that. It's beautiful. 1.4 million royalty-free stock videos. It's fun just to go to Shutterstock.com and browse around because, first of all, they have this great... Now, don't when you get that box, don't ignore it next time. No, it's okay. I'm just saying, you can search. You can go there right now, Shutterstock.com. Look for, snow. And then you can get, you can qualify it with adjectives. You can use their color picker to make it be a certain palette and so forth. But once you find images you like, then I do want you to sign in because, and by the way, you don't need a credit card to make an account. It's completely free. Then you can start storing these images in your light box. You click that little light bulb. And now it becomes part of your light box, right there. See, now, again, you need to have an account to do that. But there's no reason not to make one. It's absolutely free. You don't give them any credit card. If you want to collect images for inspiration, it couldn't be better. If you want to share those images with let's say you're working on a web design and you want to have some good ideas to share with your designer, this is a great place to go. Shutterstock.com. Don't forget the beautiful
Webby Award-winning iPad app. It is just gorgeous. Every time you go there, you'll see they're featuring new light boxes created. Like, you're into fashion, Sarah, so these are all fashion images.
Love them.
Beautiful stuff from Shutterstock.com. This is the highlighted light box, All the Fall. I don't know if we can see if there's a... I guess it's all fall, autumnal pictures. Shutterstock is an amazing resource. Here's scary stuff. Fright Night. Make a light box. Make an account. When you decide to buy, do me a favor. Use iPad Today 1213. Ooh, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. Is that shumai?
I love it. I'm starving.
Mmm. iPad Today. Ooh, that'll.
I ate a sandwich.
I have a sandwich. Who made this? Oh, this is foodies. Oh, pretzel bread.
Stop it. Mm. This is cruelty.
This
cruelty
will turn
in
off.
The workplace.
What is that, a bouquet of Frankfurters?
That I don't want. That's just, you've gone too far.
I've gone too far. Oh, figs and Roquefort.
Okay, got it. You can get all the food photos you want, and they look really pretty.
Pancakes!
Yeah.
That's actually blini with caviar on that.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
All right.
Shutterstock.com. When you decide to buy, get a big discount, 25% off your purchase when you use our offer code iPadToday1213. The best place to find royalty-free images, vector illustrations, and, of course, video as well, like the snowflakes. Shutterstock.com.
So last week, we had an email from, I think her name was Sue, if I'm remembering this correctly, who's like, why the heck doesn't the control center have a nice little a data toggle for cellular data?
Yeah.
And you were sort of saying, well, when do you actually want to, you know, do that? Because you switch it back and forth. But I said, yeah, I agree with you. We should have those choices. Well, many of you wrote in, but I'm going to go ahead and give Jeff the credit because your email was the first one I read before I realized there were 100 more of them. But Jeff and others say...
Were these the people who were angry?
No, they're fine. Okay. They're the helpful people who say, oh, wait, we got a fix for you. Here,
yes.
Let us help you.
Okay.
The angry people are just, you know...
Just angry.
Angry. You know, the holidays sometimes brings out a lot of emotion.
Right.
And so that's what I chalk it up to. But Jeff and others say you can just ask Siri to turn off cellular data.
Oh.
And she will.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Okay, Siri, turn off cellular data.
You're getting your assistance mixed up.
Oh, you can't. You have to push a button.
No, you say.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I have to. Hold on.
Okay, Siri.
You don't say okay, Siri. What the hell? She doesn't understand. Oh my God.
Turn off cellular data.
Sorry, but I can't change cellular data on my iPad.
Oh, you know why? I got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you don't have any.
Yeah. Here, but that shows that she could do it if it weren't.
Hold on, let me
Do you have cellular data?
I do, hold on. Turn off cellular data.
Oh, look at that. That's a lot easier than a control center.
Yeah, there you
awesome.
Go.
Awesome.
I kind of want it back on.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, I thought so. I was
That's
happy
good.
With it.
Good.
You know, I never know what is going to make you happy, so I am thrilled that you like this tip. Because sometimes I come all excited, like a kid at Christmas,
and I'll get angry,
to the table. And
I'll
like,
say, that's a terrible
and
tip.
You say,
get the hell out of here.
Why do I need that? And I say, why do I even? So we got another email from Brandon in Fargo. I don't know. I don't think I've ever gotten an email from anybody in Fargo before. It's a real place.
It's a frozen place right now.
Yeah. North Dakota, of course. Mm-hmm. You betcha. And Brandon says, I just wanted to let you know about a great new case, an iPad case, that's on Kickstarter. They've met their goal and then some. It's from newfluxdesigns.com. In fact, Brian, if you click on the Kickstarter link, which is down the page just a little bit, it gives you a little bit of a sense of what they're trying to do. Yeah, I mean, they
the flux and flap.
They wanted like $40,000 and they have twice that much.
Yeah, everybody wants a flux and flap.
Well, it's all magnets based. So the idea is that, yeah, your iPads are falling down all the time.
Yeah, how do we fix that?
Yeah, well.
No more crappy cases.
You know what the solution is?
The flux and flap.
Magnets.
Oh.
Yeah, the new Flux Designs team. Well, they're still showing you what is wrong with the iPad apps. As they are now. But yes, okay, so here, it's neat. So you can adjust the angle, and it'll stay put because...
It's got magnets.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, position plus technology.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Means you patent pending or whatever. Two or three angles I like it, though. Cases. When you're doing your Warrior 2
pose... The magnetic
pose.
Track makes the flux flap super sturdy. When you choose an angle, your iPad stays in that angle until you change it.
I like it.
Is he wearing a lady's shirt?
I don't even...
He must be Swedish.
Is
Are they from Sweden?
What is wrong with you?
From Sweden. I don't even know why.
And look, hey, you can go into portrait mode easily, which is something that your case cannot do.
It cannot do.
Sir.
Should
not
I
easily,
order this?
Anyway.
See, but you can't get it right now. You have to. It's on Kickstarter.
Yeah, it's on Kickstarter. And they've got a stretch goal issue going on. But yeah, they've made a lot of... This is just it's one of those things where I like to check in with the innovators every once in a while and see what sort of iPad stands and cases we may look forward to sooner than later.
Just want to give you the disclaimer that there's no guarantee you will ever receive anything if you order it on Kickstarter. All you're doing is saying, I like your idea and I'd like to give you some money to develop it.
That's right.
This is not a shop.
No. But you do get your money back if it doesn't come to pass.
Really?
That's the terms of Kickstarter, yes.
They must have changed that.
No, it's always been that way.
They didn't used to give you your money back.
No, they do.
Well, then I'm owed some money.
Oh, yes. You should get it.
I'm going to write them a note.
Well, please do.
I worry. And the other thing is, and this has happened to me, that I've gotten something. And it's like, well, this is crappy. So you never know. And that's why, in general, I just want to warn people. Well, this looks great.
Sure. Yes.
You never know.
Anything on Kickstarter is, you can think of it as conceptual, really.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to raise the funds in order to make it a reality.
It
if it was already a reality, it would be in a store somewhere.
And they always say at the bottom what the risks are.
Sure,
so forth,
yeah. But there's a lot of neat stuff that's come out of Kickstarter, and iPad accessories are certainly a... People want them. I mean, they raised a lot of money so far. Quite a bit. Twice what they needed.
Good on them.
Good on them. I agree. Another Dutch tip. This one comes from Albert in Baltimore. That's where The Wire was shot, you know. I learned a lot about Baltimore.
Are you watching The Wire?
I already did. I went through the series in like a few weeks, and boy, was it a bummer.
It's not a feel-good series.
Nobody's happy ever.
Which was your favorite season? Because they're all very different.
The second one, I liked
the
docks.
You liked the boats. Yeah.
I liked the docks. Not a popular season, but I felt it was the strongest. So, there you go. Albert says, on the iPad app, go into Spotlight. You do your little drag down from the top of the screen and type simply a period.
Dot.
And...
Nothing's showing up. It went away.
What?
The dot disappeared when I did it.
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute, let's do that again. Dot. Oh.
And
now
all
it shows
of
everything.
Your applications and music will be listed
everything
on
ever,
your iPad.
Anything you've ever...
Everything that's on it.
Period is like a wild card, I guess, huh?
Isn't that weird? Yeah. I don't even know if this is a tip, but if you want to see everything in a big old list, that's how you do it.
Wow.
Albert, you found something I never knew existed. Look at all that junk.
What is all this?
Yeah, if you ever want to just be like, why is my iPad so full?
So
you just
that
go into Spotlight and type period.
Two periods, same thing.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't think two periods change the same.
Any number of periods. Three periods, nothing.
What's interesting is the order that they're in. You've got GarageBand up top.
That's a very strange order.
It must be Apple stuff. No, because you've got iMovie down below.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's weird. And it's not in order of... Could it be in order of downloaded apps?
There's something.
Yeah, there is an
reason.
Order.
There's a reason.
Because the music is in alphabetical order. The apps must be in order
because 12 days I just downloaded, so I have no idea.
Maybe it's the size...
Well, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Unless
There's
somebody
no
from Apple writes to us.
Can someone send us a duh tip to iPadToday@twit.tv that then tells us why they're in the order that they're in?
Somebody's saying it's awesome. any symbol. So let's try a comma.
Oh,
same thing.
Okay. So it's any symbol.
Any non...
Besides a letter.
Try a space. No, we can't search with a space. That's why you got to just type a symbol.
Yeah.
Try a dollar sign. Yep. Ooh. Now it's finding things with dollar signs, so that does not work.
Right.
So it has to be something
specific.
That wouldn't be in a name, maybe.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Semicolon. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that's something that Albert from Baltimore found out. Excellent work. very creative. We finally got an email from Kurt Harris, who says he's a dedicated watcher and a first-time tipper. He says, I think I have a duh tip for you guys. At least I've never seen this before. I have, but I think a lot of you haven't, so let's talk about it now. Kurt says, it's the level inside the Compass app. He says, I never used the Compass app, but I was playing around with it the other day. I swiped to the second screen, and then there's a level feature. You know, if you wanted to hang a picture on your wall and wanted to make sure that it wasn't slightly askew, that sort of thing. Yes, it's built into your iPad. He says, it works well. I'm not sure of the accuracy. Was this just an iOS 7 feature, or yes. Did we have this the whole time? The answer is yes. And then he says, I think my whole house is unlevel.
Which so you is have probably... a compass on your iPad?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Where's my compass?
Compass.
I thought that was iPhone only.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man.
I hate it that they do that. They did that for a long time. There was no clock. Remember, we had to download...
we had alarm clock
alarm
themes.
Clock
apps. You guys loved them.
Didn't need it now
Hold
because it comes with iOS
second.
7. Yeah.
Because there's no...
Because you would never want to do that with an iPad. I don't know.
Yes, you would. You get lost with iPads all the time.
Riley says, search for compass, but I just did. C-O-M-P-A-S-S-S. Search.
No.
I've got no compassion. You'd agree with that, but I
guess it's iPhone only because the iPhone has what? An accelerometer and a gyroscope? But I thought the iPad had both.
I would think so.
No gyroscope in this?
Does
no,
it need cell service? I don't know.
I've got everything turned on. There shouldn't be an issue. Well, I don't know. Very weird. Oh, the compass only works. Weird. The cellular iPads have compasses. Compi. Do they, though? Do they really?
She has a cellular...
Because I've got everything turned on here.
You have... This is the iPad Air, too. This is the new one, right?
Correct.
Came with iOS 7.
Correct, Leo. What in the heck? Very confused.
Oh, well, iPhone only would be probably the reason. Anyway, thank you for the duh tip. That's a good one. And, in fact, well, it was a big
really
problem with iOS
great.
7 is that the compass was
because
wrong.
I thought I was giving everybody a cool feature... That isn't, in fact, on the iPad. Yeah, there's definitely no compass on here. Bummer. Well.
People with iPads never get lost. Nor do they ever hang pictures crooked.
I know that's not true.
They don't need it.
I'm lost constantly. And
me too.
My pictures are all like.
Me too. Me
well,
too.
You know what's funny is when on an episode of Know How, Chad and Ayaz and... I guess it was just Chad
Robert.
And Ayaz came to my house.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
My television, right?
Right.
And
nice
put it on
job,
the wall.
Yeah.
And Chad was, because he knows a lot about this, he was very good about making sure that the television was completely level. But it looks like it's unlevel because my apartment is at an angle. I didn't realize that until I have the perfectly level television. So really, Chad ruined my life. He didn't mean to.
Now, let me ask.
It was unintentional.
Which is not level, the television or the floor?
It's the floor. And the wall. Everything in my life is sliding
wow.
to one side except that television. It is perfectly level. So you could do that with your iPhone, not your iPad, because
you
Apple hates you. Hey, we want to hear from you. Do write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. Apple doesn't hate you, and please don't write us. And I'm not an Apple hater. I love that company. It's my favorite. Leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Or you could send us a video. It could be twerking, maybe an iPad app review, some sort of a question. Just don't take it while you're driving because you should have both of your eyes on the road. And then upload the video and send us a link. Thanks in advance.
Our show today brought to you by HuluPlus.com. Imagine binging on your favorite TV shows, catching up on episodes you've missed. Or if, like me, Saturday Night Live is... on too late for me.
Yeah.
You can get up on Sunday morning and with your brunch, you can catch up. This is the iPad edition of it. But, of course, Hulu Plus works on your computer, in your browser. It works on a variety of devices. Apple TV has Hulu Plus. Chromecast now has Hulu Plus. I think Hulu Plus is pretty much on everything I've got. My Android devices do. $7.99 a month. Binge on everything you like. Watch a great Alf's Christmas special. There is nowhere else you could see that. Alf's Christmas special. HuluPlus.com/iPad today. Oh, this is that mascots thing they did. They did some original content
right,
behind
right.
the mask.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a docuseries that takes you inside the world of sport mascots. Would you like to be the guy in the coyote outfit? I don't think so. Find out what it's like, the misery, the sweat.
Ew.
And the misery. Actually, it's probably really fun.
That's probably what being a mascot is kind of like.
Sweaty misery.
It's a lot of sweaty misery.
Yeah.
You know that one mascot, when he never mind.
Don't. It's depressing.
I'm not, no. Yeah.
So I never saw Alf's Christmas special, but this is the kind of thing you can see on Hulu Plus. Of course, you can see modern stuff too. Jimmy Kimmel Live. I was just watching Jimmy Kimmel Live's take on the sign language interpreter at Mandela's funeral. Hysterical. Shark Tank, Family Guy, Saturday Night Live. I want you to try it. In fact, we got a special deal. You can find out. Perfect at the time for the holidays. You got Cleavon Little. Remember him?
Nope.
People are coming over for the holidays, and you don't know, what am I going to have that I could watch that Aunt Maud would like and Cousin Sally? You got 2 weeks free of Hulu Plus. That problem is now solved.
Yeah, you just get it done.
Yeah, get her done. HuluPlus.com/iPad today. I invite you to please go to that address so that we get credit for it. Hulu Plus, oh, Bernie Brillstein, who could forget? HuluPlus.com/iPad. Alf's got a great old Woody.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
HuluPlus.com/iPad today.
You know what's so great about Hulu Plus? Because I pay for Hulu Plus, and I also have an over-the-air antenna, and a lot of the network shows that I get on Hulu Plus, I could technically, like, tune in to NBC for.
Right.
But I'm afforded the luxury of not caring when anything airs, because I get everything on demand when I feel like it.
I know. It spoils you.
I could watch Saturday Night Live on Saturday night.
Look at that 80s hair.
But I'm not going to do that.
I bet your hair looked like that in the 80s.
I was, no.
No?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
And did you get big sweaters, big puffy jackets?
Oh,
like that?
Yeah. Oh, with the shoulder pads?
Yeah.
Or you wear
Look at the shoulder pads!
You wear your boyfriend's t-shirt, it's like down to your knees, and you think you're really cool.
Wow.
And then you just make your bangs higher.
The funny is the parents look exactly normal. They're so unhip, they look exactly like they would today.
I refuse to watch this Christmas Elf special.
Too late.
What a horrible little creature he was. God, he ate cats. I mean, stop it.
What does your app cap look like?
Oh my gosh. So Mila, our friend Mila, sent this to me. This is a
what
hat from
hell?
Kazakhstan. I think you're supposed to do it kind of like this.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And supposedly, it's supposed to indicate, depending on... I still got my little price tag. It's supposed to indicate, depending on how fancy it is, your wealth status in your community. Kazakhstani style.
Kazakhstani style.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Looks like a foreskin. A giant foreskin on your head. Okay. Embroidered, of course.
Oh.
Anyway.
Jeez.
How do you like my app cap?
It's very nice.
You may wonder why we done these festive...
Yes, you may say, why would you do this to yourselves? Why would you ever do this? And the reason is because we like wearing hats. Why not look a little foolish for a few minutes? Keeps you humble.
You look really cute in that.
Thank you.
It's actually really good on you.
Thank you.
Is it felt?
Yes.
It's really nice.
I think it's great.
Wow.
I feel like...
Borat.
No. I don't know what I feel like. I kind of feel nutcracker-ish a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's festive.
It's cute.
Yeah. And it's very comfortable, too. It's not too warm. It was, you know, easy to... Anyway, this is the part of the show where we pick two apps. Leo and I put on hats. We call them app caps. And then we talk about the two apps, one from me and one from Leo, that you should be investing in. And sometimes they're free. My app cap is not free this week, but it's $4.99. And it's Stephen Hawking's Snapshots of the Universe.
Or Snapshots of the Universe.
Or that, yes, if you're going to be that guy.
I love Stephen Hawking. He wrote Brief History of Time.
Mm-hmm.
And this must be his newest thing, Snapshots of
this
the Universe.
This is an interactive iPad app. It's a big guy. It took me a while to download it.
Building the solar system.
Yeah, but the idea is I think that this is it's $5, but I think this is a really great gift. Anybody who's interested in this sort of thing, that's all.
But I'd say this is for, like, middle schoolers, kind of. Yeah?
It's kind of for anybody who's interested in, you know, physics and right. the bigger picture and that sort of thing. Okay, so this is like one of the interactive games where I can say, all right, because I want to figure out kind of like the whole idea of rotating around the sun as a planet, right? Pull right. to aim, release to launch. Right. Got it.
Pull to aim, yeah.
All right.
So now you're going to
see. Okay. That is the trajectory.
You hit escape velocity.
I've lost my planet.
Oh.
Okay, let's try again. I want to do this again. Try sending a planet into orbit. Okay, let's give it a go. We'll go a little closer to the sun this time. And then I'll just do that.
That's the other thing that can go wrong.
So it's a little bit of, it's not just a, hey, this is how planets orbit around the sun. It's, this is the trajectory that makes certain planets work well and certain planets would go under if not. Now, this is just one of many different things that you can play around with, but I feel like this is, it's a gamey but educational little app here. And there's all sorts of stuff you can do. I mean, I'm looking at solar system stuff right now.
It's a gamey app?
Then I can go into relativity of motion.
Teasing you.
Speed is in the eye of the beholder, Leo. As you can see, how can you tell if something's actually moving or its exact location? So then you say, okay, by the way, every little page has a little Y, which gives you a little bit more information about what's happening here.
So you really, this is neat because you're going to learn a lot of physics, but you're going to have fun doing it. I really think this is kind of for grades six through eight or nine.
So it gives you, these are like,
that's really neat.
But this is sort of, if anybody was watching, it was like, hey, how fast do you think this person's moving?
Right. The speed of the train
and
plus the speed
of... And it is really relative.
Yeah.
Because the question was, is she traveling at 3 miles an hour or 60? And the answer is...
Both.
Both. And you can kind of tell by the way that the little tumbleweeds are flying by.
Yes. To a tumbleweed, she's going 63 miles an hour.
Yeah.
To an observer inside the train, she's going 3 miles
an hour. And then you've got little tips from Dr. Hawking. Tells you there's no such thing as absolute position in space. It's all relative. And this is,
that's
stuff,
really neat.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you think Hawking actually helped design this, or...?
I don't know. I mean, it's all based on his theories, right?
Galileo.
And so on. I mean, I could walk you through the entire thing, but it's really cool.
I'm gonna get, now is it free?
It's $5.
Yeah, but that's worth it. That's like a physics text.
Well, hey, teach your kid some physics and science.
I really like this.
Yeah, gift it. It's a great little iPad gift.
And it doesn't say an age on it. It just says this is...
I don't feel like I'm too old to learn a thing or two.
No, me too. I would love to do
that. Yeah, some of the stuff is like, oh yeah, I guess it's common sense, but... It's important to remind yourself that you can, think critically about stuff like this.
So the chat room just informed me, and I know that this is really the one everybody's going to run out and get, despite what you and I will show them, that the sequel to the game, or actually the app of the year 2012, The Room, just came out today.
Yes, The Room 2. The Room 2 is out.
And that's exciting. I loved The Room. I showed you The Room when it came out. It was a wonderful puzzle game, kind of in the mold of Myst. But animated and fun and very challenging. So I have something that is... the reason I keep saying middle school is because I have two things. One for little kids. This is really cute. It's called Petting Zoo. Free from Fox and Sheep. They say for five and under. And it is quite an adorable little game that if you have a kid visiting, perhaps, for the holidays, and you want to give them something to do while mom and dad are off in the other room, you can... Jeez. Stretch the bunny. Wow. Whoa. It's very simple, charming little interactive. Watch the wiener dog. You'd enjoy this. Oh, sorry. Whoa. Okay, did I say five and under? I did.
You seem to be liking it quite
now,
a bit.
Now, I got something for older folks.
Okay.
That was free, by the way, and that's nice. No ads in it. This, if you've played Assassin's Creed, the new version, Assassin's Creed, I think it's 4, just came out on the Xbox One from Ubisoft. This is a kind of, what they did is they took out a little of the mini game out of the big Assassin's Creed. If you're playing that on the Xbox One, you're going to enjoy this. You are a pirate. In both the Xbox One version and this iPad version. In this case, the piratical skills you get to practice to glory is... There are, one negative on this, a lot of cutscenes. A lot of cutscenes. But what you get to practice is crashing.
Uh-oh.
Crashing.
Assassin's Creed.
I've been playing it. It's the first time it crashed on me. Assassin's Creed Pirates.
Well, you
get to you get to sail around with other ships, shoot at them, collect booty, that kind of thing. It is not as elaborate as Sid Meier's Pirates, which is... This is a common genre. But if you do play Assassin's Creed on your Xbox one, or you've played earlier versions of the game, you'll enjoy it. No climbing, no hovering. There we go. Here's the map. So I am here, and you see we can buy stuff. I can buy a ship's boy. Always handy.
Mm-hmm.
Or a deckhand. Let's buy a ship's boy. What the heck? Recruit new crew members to get perks. And the graphics on this are quite pretty. They seem to be based on the actual graphics of Assassin's Creed. And you see, I am here in Scorpion Reef. I'm going to sail around and look for other bad guys. Again, lots of cutscenes. Oh, is there another?
It's so nice looking, though.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah.
This is the kind of silly little dialogue. It's Captain Batia, that's you. Alonzo is, anyway, Labuz is trying to help you out. You can sail. You can raise sails and go fast. You can slow down by lowering sails. You can drop anchor. We're going to catch up with this guy here. And then we're going to have a little sea battle. What do you say?
I'm in.
Look at the tactical map to see where you are. It's fun. It's sea battles, and it's a really beautiful app. $5. Does not run on an iPad 1, though. Assassin's Creed Pirates just came out.
For everybody, version 2 and higher?
Yeah, I think you at least need an iPad 2. Probably would be best on an iPad 4 or better.
That'd look nicer.
Yeah. It's pretty, isn't it?
I love the word assassin.
That's you. You're an assassin.
I want to be one. Yeah. Assassin.
You want to look at the room real quickly, room 2? Just a little
bit
to see.
No, okay, save it for next week.
I'll save it for next week.
Save it for next week.
Give him something to wait for.
Yep. That is the end of our wonderful show.
You look wealthy.
I feel it. For once. For the first time in my life, I've gotten a taste of the money.
The money.
The Benjamins.
I dare you to wear that downtown San Francisco.
I have to go look at an apartment, and perfect. I'm not going to wear this.
Perfect.
Because I'd like to perhaps get one.
Wear that. You don't need a credit check. They go, she's made
of
money. She's made of money.
See, Mila didn't say this is, you know, like you're. Like
oh, that's the rich one. That could be the poor one.
Well, she just doesn't say.
Wear this. This is pretty much guaranteed.
I'm not sure if I'm telling everybody in Kazakhstan that I have a lot of money or that I don't have any. Perhaps.
Wouldn't it be great if the landlady of the new place is Kazaki? And she sees you coming and she says, oh my God, you're a princess. Come inside. No rent for you for first 10 years. You may live here free of charge.
That would rock. Yeah, let's find somebody like that. Anyway, that's it for this edition of iPad Today. Leo, I love your blazer. You really stepped it up.
I have stepped it up.
And
is my fly down?
I appreciate that. I don't want to look. I just don't want to look. And we'll see you all right here next week. Next week is still a regular show. It's the week
it's our last
Christmas.
Show. A regular show of 2013.
Well, we should talk about that after.
Are we going to do a show on Thursday?
Yes, we are.
The day after Christmas?
No,
Boxing Day?
No.
But the...
I just want us to do two shows.
January 2nd. Oh, next week. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it for iPad Today. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Love you. See you next week.
I got to get two hats. Ow!